already? Now, so nobody's been doing that while I've been gone?
I have.
Okay, you're ready?
Yeah, let's go.
Ladies and gentlemen, Matt the Hammerski.
Oh, man. I didn't realize how much I missed that until it was back. Sweet. No, cool. So tonight I'm really glad Danny's here, and I'm really glad he's wearing that hat. Most of it. Can you preach? Somebody else was going to preach, but they couldn't preach. So I was like, yeah, okay, I'll preach to him, right? Like, I'm just changing, about to get ready for bed. So I'm sitting there, and, you know, I've been running a lot lately. So, you know, I'm thinking maybe I got some muscles. So I'm kind of looking in the mirror, and I'm like, doing this. What all guys do, really, when they take kind of inadvertently flex to see their muscles in the mirror. Yeah. Like, yeah, and I'm like, okay, these aren't very big. So I'm sitting there, right? And I'm asking God, I'm like, God, man, I really need a message for tomorrow, because I don't have anything. I mean, I told Danny, I was like, yeah, I got it. But as soon as I got off the phone, I was like, yeah, I don't. I was like, I don't have anything. And I was really expecting not to. So I'm sitting there asking God, I'm like, God, I really need a message. Really not expecting an answer right then, thinking, okay, it's going to come to me maybe later tomorrow. Maybe we'll have a night of worship. Who knows? And so I'm sitting there, and all of a sudden God just said, what about Moses? And I was like, what about Moses, you know? And then he said something else. He said, what about the whole burning bush thing? Not really burning. What happened there? And so God is really not giving me a message. He's making me think about it. So I'm sitting there thinking about it. I'm like, what happened there? I was like, Moses realized he had limitations, and he couldn't do certain things. And he told God that. He said, God, I can't do what you're asking. You're asking me to go do something awesome, and I can't do it. I've got problems. I've committed these sins. I stutter, because I don't know if any of you knew, but Moses stuttered. Okay, he had a bad stutter. So whenever, I mean, imagine him saying, Pharaoh, let my people go. I mean, it really loses its effect. You know, right there. Instead of just being like, Pharaoh, let my people. So, you know, Moses had all these limitations. So tonight, we're talking about this message right here. And when Sydney made this, it made me really think about some other things too. The limit. We're talking about the limit. So human limitations. Let's think about something. Now, this girl on the front is obviously, she's really pretty. So you might think that she might want to be a supermodel, right? But here's the deal. To be a supermodel, you actually have to be like a certain height range. You have to be so tall to be a supermodel. It doesn't matter if you're the prettiest person in the world. If you're short, you're out. So that's a limitation right there. You got to be certain. How many of you have been to amusement parks? Like when you're really short, some of you probably still can't ride certain rides. So I remember going to, you know, amusement parks. Hold on, stick with me. I remember going to amusement parks and riding things, you know, having different heights, and I couldn't quite make it. So I was like, oh, I'm trying to stretch, and I couldn't do it. I was just like, oh, and it was like my height was limiting me. And they were like, sorry, you can't ride this ride. And I always wondered why. Like, why does the height matter? Like, if you're really tall, I think that would be a danger, right? Because you get your head knocked off by something. But I never understood. And there's all these limitations my whole life. I had these limitations. Well, you're not tall enough yet. Well, you're not old enough yet. Well, you're not smart enough. Or, well, you don't make enough money. Or, you know, you're really not that talented. So there's all these limitations we get every day thrown in our life. They're human limitations. The awesome thing with Moses, when he goes and he walks into the thing. Now, how many of you know the story of Moses? I'm pretty sure all of you have at least seen Charlton Heston's version, The Ten Commandments, at some point in your life. They have it on Blu-ray now, which is really exciting. So anyways, yeah, it's on Blu-ray. But anyways, Moses, right, he lived as an Egyptian prince, and he leaves. He runs away when he realizes he's actually Hebrew, the slaves he's actually been ruling over. He gets so mad when he sees an Egyptian beating a Hebrew that he kills him, and then he takes off. Okay, so he takes off out into the wilderness, makes it through the desert, and basically gets his whole new life together. Okay, and one day, while he's out tending his father-in-law's flock, okay, so he's working for his father-in-law. I can't even really imagine. Well, I could work for my father-in-law. He's really cool. But he's working for Jethro, right? And he's a Midian, a Medite. I can't even say it. Midian, whatever. He was media something. So anyways. So he was in the media business, but he had a flock of sheep that Moses was tending. Well, one day he catches a burning bush, right? He sees a bush that's burning, but it's not disappearing. It's just on fire, but it's not really burning. So he goes up there, and the voice of God talks to him. Okay, so let's go to that verse, Sydney, that first verse. Just got to change some stuff around here, but here we go. Then the Lord told him, okay, the Lord spoke to Moses out of this burning. Now imagine retelling this story to somebody. Dude, there was this bush, right, man? And it was burning, but it wasn't really burning. You know what I'm saying? And then this voice came out, and it was like, Moses. And I was like, what's up, Lord? You know? And they were like, we think you were burning something else, all right, up there on that mountain, all right? And they're like, you know, yeah, probably, yeah. But no, seriously, though, this happened. It says, then the Lord told him, I have certainly seen the oppression of my people in Egypt. You see, because the people have been praying and praying forever. God, free us from this. This is terrible. We're slaves. Free us. He says, I certainly have seen the oppression of my people in Egypt. I've heard their cries of distress because of their harsh slave drivers. Yes, I'm aware of their suffering. Go next. So I have come down to rescue them from the power of the Egyptians and lead them out of Egypt into their own fertile and spacious land. Next. It is a land flowing with milk and honey, the land where the Canaanites, Hittites, Amorites, Perizzites, Hivites, whatever, they had hives, and Jebusites now live. Look, and he's really being, now see God, because so many people thought, okay, God doesn't hear us. Okay, God hasn't heard our cry or anything like that. So many people thought that. God is making this a point. Look, the cry of the people of Israel has reached me. And I've seen how harshly the Egyptians abuse them. So sometimes in points in your life, you get into a certain situation, you're like, where is God? Where is he? He doesn't hear me. He doesn't hear me. Look at me, God. What about me? And God's saying, look, I know. I see it. I'm sorry. Did I get you? Yeah, man, dude, you're my bro, though, so it's cool. We're cool. So anyways, but he's like, look, I see what's going on in your life. I've seen your suffering. Now go. Now this is where he charges Moses. Now, okay, remember Moses. Killed somebody, has a stutter, okay? Can't really talk very well. Says, now go, for I'm sending you to Pharaoh. You must lead my people Israel out of Egypt. Go to the next one. But Moses protested to God. Okay, so not only is God talking to him, which is crazy, okay, and he's hiding his face because he knows if you look on just the form of God, you would be killed because he's so magnificent, so glorious, you can't handle it. So he's hiding his face, right? He's like, okay, so God just said this to you, and I don't know about you, but again, these people in this Bible, you know, it's just like, man, if I hear the voice of God, not only that, he's coming out of a bush that isn't burning. He's like, no, go do this. I'd be like, all right, dude, I'm gone. I'll see you later. You don't have to say no more. But Moses protested. Who am I to appear before Pharaoh? Come on, God, who am I? Who am I to lead the people of Israel out of Egypt? God answered, I will be with you. Okay, so now in this, go back one real quick. Now, hear this right here. But Moses pressed God, who am I? Who am I to lead the people of Israel out of Egypt? Moses is saying, God, I stutter. Didn't you see me kill a guy? Who's going to follow me? Look at my past. Look at what I can't do. And this was God's answer right here. God answered, I will be with you. I will be with you. That's all he had to say. God said, I will be with you. So it doesn't matter. And this is your sign that I am the one who has sent you. When you have brought the people out of Egypt, you will worship God at this very mountain. So he said, you're going to come back here. He's giving them a guarantee. You're going to come back here and you're going to worship me because I am with you. It doesn't matter what you can't do. It doesn't matter your limitation. It doesn't matter your past. I am with you. See, a lot of you in here, you let your past control your future. You look back at things you've done. You think, God can't use me. I can't do that. Some of you think, you know what? I can't speak very well, so how can I witness to my friends? You know, I'm really just not that good with words, or, you know, I'm really not that funny. Most people don't even laugh at my jokes, or I really don't have this, or I really don't have that. But God's saying, I will be with you. That's all you need. You don't need anything else. Just like the first time I ever spoke in front of anybody, I was like, okay, I think I sat down most of the time, and it really wasn't that good, and I was just kind of like, oh, God, you know what? But there was a response, because God was with me. So I will be with you. Okay, wait a minute. What else do I got left here? But Moses protests, if I go to the people of Israel, I'll tell them that God, your answers, has sent me to them. They will ask me, what is his name? Then what should I tell them? Okay, here Moses is just coming up with more excuses. I don't want to go. So what? Hey, God, what's your name? What should I tell them? Okay, so keep going. God replied to Moses, I am who I am. Man. Now, if you could say that, you're one awesome dude. I am who I am. I'm not a lie. I'm not messing with you. I'm going to be there. I'm going to show up. I am who I am. Say this to the people of Israel. I am has sent me to you. He has told them the name Yahweh. Wait, go to the next 15. God also said to Moses, say this to the people of Israel. Yahweh, the God of your ancestors, is the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob, has sent me to you. This is my eternal name, my name to remember for all generations. So God drops this thing in Moses' lap, and his first response is, God, I can't. God, I know you're calling me to do this. God, I know our people need rescuing. I know that I'm the only one, and I know you're talking to me, but I can't. Because my past, because I stutter, because I have problems. I mean, look at my beard. It's all funky looking. Come on. Look at what I'm wearing. I don't even have cool kicks. I can't go strolling up to Pharaoh without cool shoes. What's up? Like, I need something new. No, but he's telling God, like, God, look at this. God has called you, each and every one of you, and all you've given him are excuses. God, I can't. God, you don't know the neighborhood I come from. You listen to this world, you watch MTV, you watch all sorts of television shows that tell you what you should look like, when really the only thing you should be concerned about, what you look like, is in this book right here. That's it. The Bible. This is the, I'm so glad you know what this is. That just, gosh. So look right here. This is all you need to look like. What it tells you to look like in here. The world will tell you you're not tall enough, you're not skinny enough, you're too fat, you look funny, you smell weird. But God says, I will be with you. That's all you need. So somebody else, Paul, had a past, huge past. We've talked about it. He used to murder Christians, all sorts of crazy stuff. Throw up what he writes here. Now, Paul, he's done tons of stuff at this point, okay, in his ministry. Tons of stuff. People have been healed. He's walked by people that just get healed. All sorts of crazy things. And he says, even though I've received such wonderful revelations from God, he's saying, even though I've done all these awesome things from God, I know all this stuff, so to keep me from becoming proud, go to the next. I was given a thorn in my flesh, a messenger from Satan to torment me and keep me from becoming proud. Go to the next one. Three different times I begged the Lord to take it away. Each time he said, my grace is all you need. My power works best in weakness. So now I'm glad to boast about my weakness so the power of Christ can work through me. You know what that's saying? It's not about you. It's never been about you. It's about God and his glory. So when you are limited by things, when you are limited by where, what neighborhood you grew up out of, how much money you have, that just gives God more glory when you rise up to that mountain. And you say, God is the one, not me. Because all you knew me. You all knew I stuttered. You all knew I had problems. You all knew I struggled with this and that. But here I am. And it's because of the grace of God. That's it. And Paul knew that. He asked him three times, Lord, take this pain away. And God was saying, no, because it makes you remember you're human. And you can't do it without me. You're human. You have limitations. But God doesn't. No limitations. So what's holding you back? God, I can't go. I struggle with this addiction. God, I can't go because my parents tell me I'm gonna turn out just like my dad, or I'm gonna turn out just like my uncle, or I'm gonna turn out just like this person in my family. God, I can't. But God says, I will be with you. It's all you need. That's it. No more, no less. And just like we were singing, if our God is with us, who can be against us? If our God is for us, who can be against us? Who? He can try. But if our God is for us, nobody can be against us. So they can rise up all day long and remind you of your past just like the devil does every day. Every time you try and step, I know because I was there. Every time you try and take a step towards God, you try and do something for God, the devil says, but remember last week? Remember last weekend? Remember last month? Remember what you did? Yeah, you should probably just sit down. No, you shouldn't. Because God is with you. Bow your heads. Father God, I thank you tonight, God. Lord, I thank you that you...